go Friday night. Mets, Marlins here on the podcast. Jared Sands here. We're here in the top six. 3-1 Mets. Pitch from Carrasco. Fouled off. We got 1-1. Lindor, three-run shot in the first inning. Dead center, 440. Longest homer as a Met in his whole career. And then De La Cruz for Miami hit a homer in the fifth to left field corner. The 1-1 from Carrasco. Oh, tough call there on the slider. 2-1. 2-1. Beautiful night here for some baseball. First game of the series, four game set. And this pitch is fouled off, 2-2. First game of this four game series here in New York. I'll be going to the last game of the series on Monday too, so I'll do a little podcast announcing there. 2-2 to the third baseman John Birdie. Carrasco. Here's the pitch. And this one is lined up the middle and into center field. Base hit for Birdie. He'll get himself a single. And now up, we got Miguel Rojas. And I'm just going to say this straight out. I love the cleats he's wearing. The Alpha Hurricane 3s from Nike. Great cleats. Just a great cleat overall. Rojas so far, single in the fourth, strikeout in the second. There we go, we got Josh Sands. What do you think the outcome of this at-bat will be?
Well, John Birdie, the guy before, is a Met killer, so I knew he was going to get hit. Miguel Rojas, this is, I'd like to see a double play to Lindor, to be honest with you.
Yeah, still no outs. Pick off to first. No good. Birdie, solid lead on first. Carrasco may look over. He won't. Oh, and he goes back. But no tag from Alonso. Good slide back by Birdie. He was ready for that. So that's the second in a row. And Carrasco in his windup. I don't think he'll go back. But still, Birdie's got a solid lead. He might go back. He won't. Birdie goes for second. The steal. He is safe. Lindor dropped it. Ooh. Strike called, though, on the fastball. That was tight. I mean, Carrasco knew he was stealing. Nito with a great throw, dropped by Lindor. But Lindor overall having a great game in the field. Two amazing plays. He had a nice backhand jumper. So, and then he had another amazing play. So, he's on a roll tonight, I would say so. 0-1 from Carrasco. Here's the pitch. And it's a chopper. Down to third, Lindor will get it, and another amazing play from Lindor. Wow. It got past Guillorme, but Lindor was there, and on one foot makes the play to throw it out. Yep, right past Guillorme. Whew. I'm telling you, he is one of the best fielding shortstops in the league. I would say so myself. Not being biased just because I'm a Mets fan, just pure confidence. You know, I think he's one of the best shortstops fielding-wise and hitting-wise in the league. Here we go. All right. We got one out. Birdie on second with a nice lead. He's really getting Carrasco nervous. Here's a pitch. And a called strike on the slider. Whew. 0-1. We got a pinch hitter up, but they will not say it on the board, and I cannot see the number, so I think it says Diaz. Lefty hitter, though. 0-1. The pitch. Outside. 88-mile-per-hour changeup, and we got a 1-1 count. One ball, one strike, one out. The stats tonight, we got 3-1 Mets. But Marlins are leading in hits, 7-5. Marlins also have an error that's swinging a miss on the fastball. Carrasco's fastball has been on point tonight. 1-2. Yeah, so Marlins have an error, but they've also left 6 runners on base tonight. I mean, that just cannot happen in these types of games, you know? Got to score at least two or three of those 6 runners, and there, strike 3. Diaz goes down swinging. And now we got 2 outs. And we got the catcher, Jacob Stallings, up right now. Carrasco had 76 pitches. 21 balls and 55 strikes. Mets are rocking the retro 2000s black jerseys. Only on Friday nights. His pitch. Strike 1. Ooh. Nasty slider. 0-1. Carrasco with another amazing outing here so far. A 1 to Stallings. And time called.
Mets might lose this game still.
Stallings so far this season, 21 RBIs, 2 homers with a 201 batting average. And 13 walks. This pitch. And that gets called for a strike. The sinker is also doing well today. 0-2. One more strike from ending out this inning. And then I'll probably catch you guys later in the game. Fans are getting excited here. 2 strikes, 2 outs. Here we go. And this one is roped into left Canna. And Mark Canna's there to make the catch. End of the inning. We will see you later in the game. I'll announce a later inning. We're going to the bottom of the 6th, 3-1 Mets. Here we go, segment 2 of the podcast. Jared Sands here announcing on this beautiful Friday night. Mets and Marlins here in their first game of 4 here in the series. I'll be going to game 4 of the series on Monday. John Birdie's up, and he fouls off one. We got 2-2. I'm a little late on this at-bat. What have you missed? Alonso hit a grand slam to break open the game, 10-4. What's sad is the Marlins have left 12 runners on base. And then Medina came in to pitch for the Mets, and then he let up 2 runs. Strikeout for Ottavino on Birdie, 1 out. So Medina let up a few, so now Ottavino's in here to finish out the job here in the 8th and the 9th. Now up the third baseman, Luke Williams. Mets so far have gotten all their Ks except for 1. All 8 out of the 9 have been swinging, 1 have been looking. First pitch to Williams. Outside, ball 1 on the slider. Ottavino looking to the slider a lot today. 7 balls, 9 strikes, and 16 pitches. He winds up. Here's the throw. And this one. This time the slider gets called for a strike. So we got 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out.
Yeah.
Lindor with the homer. Alonso with the homer. Great pitching from Carrasco. Ottavino's doing well. I mean, overall, just an amazing game for the Mets today. Amazing game. Buck Showalter challenged two calls, got both of them. And, I mean, good stuff for the Mets. Braves lost today. So, if they could just close it out here and not blow a six-run lead, then I think they'll have... I think it goes up to a six-game lead in the series. Six-game lead in the standings. My bad. Not the series. Standings from the Mets and the Braves. 1-2 to Williams. Outside, 2-2. Ooh. Tried to get him on the sinker. Looked for that outside low corner. Luke Williams, last at-bat, struck out in the seventh. And here he is trying to keep this rally alive. Or actually to start the rally. Here's the pitch. And it's popped up foul into the stands. Williams trying to start the rally here. There's a very nice gap for him in left center. I think if he could just try to hit a gapper here, he might have himself a double. The 2-2 from Ottavino. Here's the pitch. And he got him! Strike three! Beautiful sinker! Wow! Adam Ottavino with the sinker. And now he gets two strikeouts looking. That's 10 on the day for the Mets. And we are down to what could be the final out. DH here for the Marlins. Lewin Diaz, the DH. Double in the eighth, down the line. Here's the first pitch. Oh, that's a ball on the slider. Mets looking to close out game one of the series. Here's a pitch. And a swing and a miss. Strike one. 1-1. Big crowd out tonight. Here. Almost a packed house here at City. Beautiful night for some baseball. Here's a pitch. Outside. 2-1. Change up there at 89. I think Ottavino is, I think he's a, I mean, he's a key part to this bullpen. He is one of our top relievers for the Mets. I mean, he is a solid pitcher. His pitch. Ooh. Dang it, the slider misses. It's 3-1. But, I mean, from where I'm sitting, right behind the plate, I'm sitting just a few rows behind the plate. I mean... Nasty slider. You can see the movement from behind the plate. 3-1. This pitch. And it's fouled off. And the Marlins are down to their final strike here. The fans are getting up. Here we go. To close this one out. Yeah. Fans are getting hyped. 3-2, two outs. Ottavino holds. Wind up. Throw. And he got him strike three! Put it in the books! That's a Mets win! They win game one of the series. I will see you on Monday.